Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand and took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. Purport. Kamsa was driving the chariot and controlling the reins with his left hand. But as soon as he heard the omen that his sister's eighth child would kill him, he gave up the reins, caught hold of his sister's hair, and with his right hand took up a sword to kill her. Before, he had been so affectionate that he was acting as his sister's chariot driver. But as soon as he heard that his self-interest or his life was at risk, he forgot all affection for her and immediately became a great enemy. This is the nature of demons. No one should trust a demon despite any amount of affection. Aside from this, a king, politician, or a woman cannot be trusted, since they can do anything abominable for their personal interest. Janaka Pandit therefore says, Vishvasho naiva kaltavya strishu raja kuleshu cha. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti uktaha sakalo papo bojanam kulla pamsanaha. Paginim hantum araptam kataka pani kache grahit. So before I speak, I seek blessing from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So here we have a very interesting subject, and as well as purport. Prabhupada said here, very interesting, that a king, politician, and woman cannot be trusted. So we'll talk about that. Yeah. Ah, what a description. One hand, right hand, sword. Left hand grabbed, got hold of the hair of Devaki. Recently, I got a chance to attend the wedding ceremony, and then the bride, as usual, dressed in such an opulent way. Because they have to dress in that way, that particular day, because they represent the Lakshmi Devi on that day. And then I could not imagine that someone can do on the wedding day, got hold of the bride's hair, and then with a sword try to chop the head off. Of course, in olden days, decoration far, far greater than nowadays. And the beautiful hair and so many decorations. And then can you imagine that scene that all the flower kind of scattered and the hair got loose and then just a terrible scene. Kamsa is performing. And then we can kind of imagine that this could not happen. But only in Srimad Bhagavatam. But and yet, it is true to happen in this world, in this material world, and also Kamsa, in a sense, is showing us what kind of a demon he is, as well as that demon nature, demonic nature, is right within us also. This is a sad and unfortunate reality. Before, as Thorpe mentioned, that he was so affectionate to the Devaki, his sister. But as soon as he heard that her child will kill him, then he changed his mind. This nature is within us. Anything goes against our interest and profit, we can change our mind at any time. We have that quality in us, unfortunately. In history shows, in Roman history, the Antonius and Octavius, they were bitter enemies, but when they against the attack, when they had to face attack from the Brutus, they reconciled each other, and then they joined up. And then they defeated the Brutus army. And then later on, when they, after defeating Brutus army, they turned into enemy again, they fought against each other. It's right happening to us. We have now convenient tools of mobile phone. Now you promise to attend a certain meeting or attend a certain function. So later on you realize that that meeting is not beneficial to me, and then you'll send a text last minute. Sorry, I can't make it. Isn't it? So it's all happening to us. And also, Kamsa has two wives from the daughters of Jarasandha. You know the wife's name? Anyone knows the wife's name? Two wives of Kamsa? One is Asti, the other is Prapti. You know what is Asti means? You calculate your asset or your bank balance or your property, whatever, how much I have now. You know what Prapti means? How much I'm going to have in the future. That Asti and Prapti is names mentioned in Bhagavad Gita in 16th chapter when Krishna describes the quality of the demons. First quality of demons is that already calculating. How much I have now, and how much I'm going to have in the future. That's their qualities. So, Kamsa is within us. But and yet, Bhavatam says that, Atma nitya vidyaha sutta eka shetragya ashraya avikriya svadrik hetul vyavako sangi anavrita. The 12 qualities of soul is mentioned. Originally, we are nitya, eternal, vyaya, avyaya, we never deteriorate, and shuddha, we are pure. And the quality goes on. But one thing interested me was the last two qualities is asangi and anavrita. Although we may have demonic quality, but deep our inside, the soul, it never gets contaminated. And also, deep down, our soul never has association with this body. It's quite difficult to understand. How is that possible? That we are accommodating soul within us, but and yet, no matter how many demonic quality we may have, but that doesn't affect the soul. So, recently, I was meditating upon this. So how can I understand the meaning of this? And then, interestingly, I found one tool in the kitchen. There is a thermometer. It's called infrared thermometer. So it looks like a gun. And then, when you shoot it, it touches the object. And it shows the temperature of that object. So when you want to take a temperature of hot oil, it's just on top of that, it's unfortunate I didn't bring it. If I brought it, it can be kind of really good to see. And then a red light coming, and it touches the hot oil, then it shows the temperature of hot oil, for example, 200 Celsius degree. But the same gun, if it touches the ice, then it shows, for example, freeze. When we have to check regularly freezer's temperature, it says minus 20. So 200 Celsius degree to minus 20, it touches all the time, but and yet the gun's temperatures remain the same. It never changes. Only it shows the number of the other object. In this way, our soul, in one sense, it has nothing to do with our material body. But and yet, as soon as this soul comes in contact with this material energy, and you pick up the quality and it shows that. Recently in Bhagavad Gita class, last week or the week before, I mentioned we can see this a child behavior. When child, and the function day, very festival day, they have a face painting facilities. When child, when they put on the face, somehow they have painting of a lion. As soon as he saw the mirror, that his face is a lion, he behaves like a lion, rah, to everybody. It's their enjoyment. And a little girl, they have face painting in the like a beautiful bird, and then they move and turn into the bird, like kind of as if like they're flying. Exactly like us. As soon as we have mask as Indian, then somehow or other they have behavior in an Indian way. The same as American or Western or anyway. We all have different mask on us. Kamsa, originally, his soul is pure. He also has pure love for Krishna. But as soon as he took a role as Kamsa, he has behaved in a way that he behaved as Prabhupada says. That's why Krishna said from the Bhagavad Gita, Naikasi sanam api jhatu tishtati akalma krit karate hi avasya kalma salva prakriti jail gunai. People, as soon as they pick up this guna, then they have to behave in a way that, let me read the translation. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to qualities he has acquired from the mortal material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. In another place, Krishna says, svabhava krit. He says, svabhava tu prabhartate. So this three mortal nature, svabhava, once come in contact with you, then you are pushed by this svabhava. Here, another saying in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the embodied spirit, the master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the fruits of action. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature. So, not only this, in Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth canto also is mentioned. It's a very, very interesting subject, this one also. In Bhagavatam says, it says, guna prabhava etasmin. Material world, it resembles the waves of a constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse? What is favor? What are the heavenly planets? What are the hellish planets? Actually, what is actual happiness? What is actual distress? Because the wave flows constantly, none of them has eternal effect. Whatever it goes on, just like waves, come and goes. So this is external aspect of this verse. Now, let us get into a bit deeper. So then, what do we need to understand from this verse? So we all have different material mode of nature. We all act differently. So what? What do we have to understand? Ultimately, Sukadeva Goswami says that all this story of the kings, all this story is in itself is not the goal. Then what is the goal? The goal is that Vijnana Vairagya जाय श्री श्री राधा गोकुलनंद की जाय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जाय शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय. विज्ञान वैराग्य विवक्षाया विभो पाचो विभूतिर नातु परमा आर्त्यम. This old story in itself is not the goal. Then the goal is ultimately we have to develop vijnana, transcendental knowledge, and vairagya. And I'll read the translation of this verse. O mighty Parikshit, I have to relate to you the narrations of these all these great kings who spread their fames throughout the world and then departed. My real purpose was to teach transcendental knowledge and renunciation. The story of kings lend power, opulence to these narrations, but do not in themselves constitute the ultimate aspect of knowledge. So through this story, ultimately we have to develop transcendental knowledge and vairagya. So it's interesting that in the 5th anniversary in Calcutta, they celebrated the Prabhupada's 5th anniversary of going to America. And then there, Pankajangri Babu spoke something interesting. So, what is the name of the ship? Yeah, Jaladutta. What is the meaning of Jaladutta? Servant of water. Servant of water. Yeah, his messenger. Jala means water, and Dutta means messenger. So Jaladutta means the water that carries message. So Prabhupada, interestingly, got onto this Jaladutta. And also there is a saying that one drop of ocean has the entire quality of the whole ocean. So in this verse, it carries the entire meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like yesterday, we had a wonderful feast, and then I can see that the expert cook, so how they taste the prasadam. So we cook for 1,000 people, but they don't need to eat a whole 1,000 portion of prasadam. They pick up one corner and they put on the hand and then they taste it. And then they can see exactly how much salt is there, how much spice is there, what's lag, what's too much. They can tell like that. So in this way, the message which carries through the verse is, it's only two things in general, jnana and vairagya. Why jnana and vairagya? Because through the jnana and vairagya, bhakti develops, bhakti flourishes. So ultimately, what is transcendental knowledge? Transcendental knowledge means vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Whatever we see is nothing but Krishna. So in order to perceive Krishna, there is three ways. There are three ways. So now we are getting into a bit philosophical point, so I think we may need to pay a bit attention. There are three ways of perceiving Krishna. So one is Bhava Advaitam, Kriya Advaitam, and Dravya Advaitam. So Dravya means the possession. Dravya means material elements and material ingredient and material substance. So through material substance, we see Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains very detailed that rasoam apsukonteya prabhasimi shashi shurayo pranava salva vedesu sabdake porushanushu. So raso, the taste of water is me, and the prabhasimi, the light of the moon and the sun is me, and the pranava, the om is me, and then shabda, the sound is me, and then porusham nirishu, the ability in man is me. It goes further, punya ganda prithviam cha tejasyasmi vibhavaso. So smell of the earth is me, and then whatever shining object, the shine is me, jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapasyasmi tapasvisu. Any austerity you perform, that austerity itself is me, and then jivanam sarva bhuteshu. Any life force, especially the will of living. Any end you're trying to move it, they somehow they feel that they are threatened. They're trying to move away from the danger. This will of life is nothing but Krishna. It goes further. Balam badabadam chaham kamaraga vivaljitam dharma virato buddheshu kamusmi bharata salva. In a such a way that Krishna says that even sex life, if within the religious approach, within the rules and regulation, that even sex life is me. It's quite kind of amazing things to hear. And then it goes further. Aham kratul aham yagya. I'm kratul means rituals, old ritualistic ceremony. Aham yagya. I'm yagya itself. And then svada aham aham oshadam. Oshadam means healing herb. I'm the healing herb. And goes further, mantra oham, I'm the mantra, and I'm Evajam. I'm the Gi O Butter. Aham Agni Aham Hutam. I'm also fire also. Yesterday you all had plenty of Krishna. Because yesterday all the fish was cooked by either ghee or butter. We didn't use oil. So this is how you perceive Krishna through this is an object. Here, interesting statement from the 9th chapter in Bhagavad Gita. Maya tattam idam saldam jagat abhyakta multina. Butter itself is multi, but abhyakta multi. Unmanifested form of Krishna. Here we see manifested form of Krishna. Namara Lila is manifested form of Krishna. But you have to see Krishna through unmanifested form, through this sound. So actually you are seeing Krishna through the sound also. Of course, we're trying to see Krishna every day in the form of butter and ghee, but sometimes it's difficult. So this is one thing. Now, you're going a bit further, a bit more difficult to understand. So another thing, the Kriya Advaitam. Through Kriya. Kriya means his pastime, activities. So we understand Krishna very easily through Damodara Lila. But Kriya Advaitam means any activity in this material world is nothing but pastimes of Krishna. So now, question arises. Recently, terror attack happened in Paris. So people will say, if God is there, how could this happen? If a young child dies out of cancer, then if God is there, how can he take my son away before me? So how can you reconcile this? The common answer is that, you know, another kind of religion says that, oh, God put you test. This is nothing but God's test. But that doesn't relieve the pain of our heart. And if someone says that, for example, you know, they're in deep pain due to their little child living due to certain accident or cancer or whatever. And then if you say that, oh, because this child had bad karma, then they'll punch you on the nose. You know, that kind of religion, I don't want to know. But how can we reconcile this? How can we see this as an act of Krishna? This is a question. I'd like to have your opinion, but because time is running out, so I'll give a direct answer from the Shastra. Basically, answer is quite simple. For example, someone died, someone kind of in great pain due to this child leaving. If there is a by simple sentence, we can soothe their pain. Why? We can say easily, if there is a Christian. So rather than saying God test, if you say that your child was disciple of Jesus in previous life, now Jesus has another mission in another planet. He wants your child help very, very quickly. Sometimes when you are in trouble, you go to hospital. But when you're in deep trouble, ambulance comes. So ambulance came in the form of accident, and it takes your child. It took your child. If you hear that, then the pain may go down. Anything happens in our life also. Ultimately, when you see Krishna's hand behind it, then that moment, then you will be more focused. You will be whatever pain you may have, whatever suffering you may have, it will be relieved. So, you know, through the Mahabharata story, we know that, you know, Ganga Devi, she threw her child one after another. King Santanu couldn't understand why this is child murder, not just abuse, it's just murder. Why? How can you, decent woman like you, can do this? This is external. Ganga Devi, do not question my action. As soon as you question my action, I'll leave. But Santanu, due to pain in the heart, could not stop this question. And then Ganga Devi, after receiving Santana's question, because you gave me questions, I have to leave. Now I'll explain why this child has to go into the river as soon as it takes birth. Because all this child was vassals in the previous life. They are highly elevated soul. So when they came into material world, they didn't want to stay. Not even 1 second. They want to go back straight away. Because they came to this material world due to certain offenses. So as soon as they took birth in this material world, the effect of offense is nullified. That's why they went back straight away. And then Santanu kind of regretted that he asked. So, it is painful, for example, one of our close relatives involved in that terror attack and then became a victim. And it will be pain. But and yet, we need to have a deeper understanding of whatever happening in this material world. Someone said God exists. Someone say God doesn't exist. Someone say maybe or maybe not. It's all one level of understanding. But another level of understanding is only God exists. Only God exists. Why? Because earlier on, when Mother Bhumi was in trouble, went to the Brahma, Lord Brahma, in order to solve a problem, and it wasn't solved, and they went to Lord Shiva, it wasn't solved, and then they all went to where? Pardon? Yeah, Lord Vishnu. And then in the Lord Vishnu went, they couldn't take darshan immediately. Then what did they do? Yeah, Purusha Sukta prayers. And then earlier on chapter, text 20, it says that Pumsa Purusha Suktena Upa Taste. They worship Mahavishnu, Lord Vishnu, through the prayers of Purusha Sukta. And then in that Purusha Sukta prayers, it says that Purusha Ebedagam Salvam Yapute Yacha Babiyam. Ultimately, there is only one Purusha, and we all Prakriti. Only Krishna exists. And Yapute Yacha Babiyam. This Purusha is the past and the future. We cannot go back to our past, we cannot go to future in advance. But Krishna goes both. And Krishna can stay in both also. And then it says that Purusha Ebedagam Salvam Yatpute Yatcha Bhavyam Utamritatva Seshana Yadanena Tirohati. So further than that, Krishna said Etavana Shamaima Ato Jayagasa Purushaha Pado Osha Bhishva Bhutani. All material Bhishva Bhutani, all living entity, all material world is Pado, one quarter of Krishna's creation. Padosha Bhishva Bhutani Tripadasha, another tripad, three quarter is Amritam Divi, is in the spiritual world. So whatever you see is only one quarter. And then it goes further, quite interesting way, it says that whatever manifestation you see, either in the spiritual world or material world, is one quarter only. Three quarter is unmanifested. So, bottom line is this. Whatever goes on in the material world, so-called good and bad, is all Krishna's pastime. This is a deeper level of understanding. So, and also, last thing is Baba Advaitam. So we discussed about Dravya Advaitam, and then Kri Advaitam, and then Baba Advaitam. The Baba Advaitam is existence itself. Either a speck of dust, either this mic, whatever you see is nothing but Krishna. So, ultimately, through this verse, we have to understand that Lord Chaitanya says that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunaya Sravana Adi Shutta Chitte Karaya Uchate. Krishna Prema Nitya Siddha already established within your heart. And then Sadhya Kabunaya, it says that it is not something to be gained. sadhyanai. If you're hungry, you have to gain some food. You have to acquire some food. It's not like that, Krishna prema. It's nothing to be gained. It's already within your heart. Shravana adi shuddha chitta. Through the hearing and chanting, adi means all other activities, you will invoke shuddha chitta. When your heart is clear, and then it will be revealed itself, karaya udaya. It will be awakened. I'll read the translation. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the heart of living entities. It's not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, this love naturally awakens. So here, through the act of the Kamsa, we have to understand this is nothing but Krishna's pastimes. So this pastime is there to awaken our love for Krishna. Here, in the purport, very interesting statement. After commenting on this statement, I'll invite some questions and then we'll end the class. It says here, a king, politician, or woman cannot be trusted since they can do anything abominable for their personal interest. So, do you feel disheartened, all ladies? No? You're spiritual, but you're in the form of a woman's body. So, how do you reconcile this proper purport? So, something when you cannot understand, you have to add one adjective. So, when there's a noun and adjective. So, for example, there's boy. There is a boy. In order to understand that boy, if add an adjective which describes that boy, for example, there is a tall boy, there is a happy boy, there is a poor boy, or whatever. If you add adjective, then it makes it clear that what kind of boy is. So in order to understand this, I'll add adjective, the grammatical word, yeah? So, material king, and material politician, material woman cannot be trusted. Does it make sense? Yes? So then, in another way, if a spiritual king, if a spiritual politician, if a spiritual woman, then we have to trust. Ultimately, this story, for example, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, will he not trust? Parikshit Maharaj says something interesting. He says that here, Baba Oshada, whatever we hear is right medicine for material disease. You will not trust this one? Because Parikshit Maharaj said, because he's a king? No, Parikshit Maharaj is spiritual, that we have to trust this word. King Nimi said, Beshajam, whatever we hear through the Bhagavatam, it is Beshajam. It says that medical treatment, we have trust. The person he said, who said this verse, is Chanaka Pandit, the greatest politician in India. He's a kingmaker. He found a young boy. Wow, he's fit to be king. And then he administered a little bit of poison from a very young age so he can immune to the poison. Later on, it really happened that he was poisoned, but he was immune to that poison, so he didn't die. Eventually, he became king. He's a kingmaker. That's why whatever he says, he recorded Niti Shastra. Now, woman. You know what I found through the Mahabharata, through the Srimad Bhagavatam? The most strong personality, the most devotional personality, and also this personality is a far, far, far strong kind of a strong heart than anyone else. That personality, if you ask me to mention, that personality is Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti, she said, confessed to Krishna, Visham Magne Pursha Darshana. We are poisoned, and then we are kind of put in the one house, and then people set a fire, Visham Magne Pursha Darshana, and then we are put into a place where man eaters. So now Paris, there is a terror attack, so you won't be able to, you won't feel like travel to the Paris. But they were put into Man-Eater's place. And then it goes further and further and further. And then Murde Neka. Again and again. And the Anek. Lots of Maharashtra Astras. We are attacked by weapons of Maharashtras. And further than that, she was, her own grandchildren was murdered, Drona. Just imagine, for example, sometimes in the family there's a conflict between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. Let's say, just imagine, if mother-in-law tried to poison daughter-in-law, then this daughter-in-law never will leave the same house again. Yeah? Can you imagine, you're living in some house together, the other member of family trying to poison you. Now, how would you feel? But she still paid respect to the elders, and then she lived through it. This type of personality is there in Mahabharata. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, it shows. That's why when Krishna, something important says to Arjuna, he always quote, "Hey Arjuna," not like this. "Hey Kunteya, you son of Kunti. Kunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Hey son of Kunti, you declare boldly, name bhakta pranashati. My devotee will never perish." Why? Because Krishna reminds Arjuna the greatness of Mother Kunti. So in this way, please, don't be disheartened by this sentence. In one sense, it's more glory for you. Man is not mentioned, but woman is mentioned. Spiritual woman can be trusted, and they should be respected also. So in this way, ultimately, bottom line is that we have to grow, we have to nurture our bhakti lata beach, the seed of devotion, through jnana, through vairagya, through association of devotees. Ultimately, guru prasada paya. So we need to acquire the guru Krishna prasadam through this association and studying and relishing and Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Okay, thank you for your kind attention. I went over time. Maybe I'll take one or two questions. Yeah, take. Yeah.